for some time. But I'm gonna keep on singing these country songs, and I know one day I'm gonna make them shine. Yes, and I'm gonna keep on singing these country songs, and I know one day, I'm gonna.
AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A leader of the militant group Hezbollah has reportedly been killed in an Israeli drone attack in southern Lebanon. Charles Della Desma has more.
The Israeli airstrike killed the elite Hezbollah commander in an escalating exchange of strikes along the border that's raised fears of another Mideast war, even as the fighting in Gaza exacts a mounting toll on civilians. Hezbollah has identified the slain figure as Wissam al-Tawil, a commander in a secretive Hezbollah force that operates along the border. I'm Charles Della Desma.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken on a trip to the region says four key Arab nations and Turkey have agreed to begin planning for the reconstruction and governance of Gaza once Israel's war against Hamas ends. In this country, the Federal Aviation Administration has approved guidelines for inspecting and repairing door plugs on Boeing 737 MAX 9 jets after an Alaska Airlines flight suffered a blowout Friday. Alaska and United Airlines have grounded their MAX 9s. United says it's found loose bolts and other installation issues in its inspections. Boeing shares fell 8% today, putting a drag on the Dow. Seth Sutel has the AP Markets report.
Wall Street rallied to claw back almost all of the losses from its slow start to the year. The S&P 500 jumped 1.4% back within 0.7% of the record high it reached 2 years ago. The Nasdaq Composite shot 2.2% higher. The Dow lagged the market with a gain of just 216 points, about 0.6%. Boeing dragged on the Dow after one of its jets suffered an in-flight blowout over the weekend. Boeing gave back 8%. Oil and gas companies also dropped after crude oil prices tumbled on worries about weaker demand. Gains for big tech stocks and much of the rest of the market overshadowed those losses. The yield on the 10-year Treasury pulled back to 4%. Seth Sutel, New York.
This is AP News. College football's national championship game is set for tonight. Undefeated Michigan taking on undefeated Washington. Mark Myers has more on the Wolverines.
The Wolverines are 14-0, and leading the way is J.J. McCarthy, who head coach Jim Harbaugh calls the best Michigan quarterback in school history, and running back Blake Corum, who has scored 26 total touchdowns this season. Corum says he's ready to finally end that championship drought.
Yeah, it's been a long time, like you said, 97, which was a great team, and you know, Michigan has had great teams since then, but you know, I think since it's been such a long time, it makes the stage even bigger.
On defense, the Wolverines have the nation's number one rated unit, allowing only 10 points per game. Mark Myers, Houston.
Thank you, Mark. ESPN has the broadcast, kickoff set for shortly after 7:30 Eastern. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. There is a winter storm warning for Vernon, Crawford, Grant, and Richland counties from midnight Tuesday through 6 a.m. Wednesday. Also a winter weather advisory for Iowa and Sauk counties late tonight, then a winter storm warning starting at 6 a.m. Tuesday. Look for breezy conditions tonight with snow by late evening, 1 to 3 inches possible by morning, low around 29. Winds will be east 10 to 20. Breezy with snow tomorrow, heavy at times, an additional 4 to 6 inches expected, high 34. Winds will be east becoming northeast 15 to 25, and snow tapering to flurries by late evening tomorrow night, an additional 1 inch possible, bringing the storm totals up to 6 to 10 inches and a low of 23. The winds will be northwest 15 to 25. Currently, inside of the winds are the northeast at around 3 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 33 degrees. And because of the impending weather that we're going to be getting, we have a full list of cancellations for you. First of all, our latest cancellation is Highland Schools is canceled for tomorrow. The Richland School District has canceled school for tomorrow. That includes St. Mary's and Eagle Schools. Ithaca Schools is canceled. All school activities are canceled as well. Riverdale Schools is canceled. River Valley Schools, that includes St. Luke's and St. John's School. The Bosco Bell School District is canceled, and all school activities are canceled. Kickapoo School District is canceled. And also Fenimore, Weston, Lafarge, and are canceled for tomorrow as well. The Southwest Tech campus will be closed for tomorrow. Edward Jones Coffee Club is canceled for tomorrow. That was supposed to be held at 9 a.m. The Partners of the Richland Hospital meeting that was scheduled for tomorrow morning has been canceled. Richland County meal sites will be closed tomorrow. As a result, there will not be any home-delivered meals. And the Bauer Gunnell Dalton VFW Post 2267 has rescheduled its monthly business meetings that were supposed to be held tomorrow. Due to the incoming weather, the meeting will now be held on Tuesday, January 16th at 7 p.m. at the Richland Center American Legion. All members and those eligible to join are welcome to attend.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 3, flexibility and room to grow. Working around school schedules, helping with tuition, seeing someone grow in responsibility and compensation. Flexibility and room to grow. More reasons to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Today is Monday, January 8th. Good evening for WRCO News. Sitting in for Joanne Krulatz, I'm Tim Thede. A winter storm warning is in effect for Richland and all of southwestern Wisconsin counties through Wednesday morning. The National Weather Service has increased its expected snowfall total for the area, with Richland Center to expected to receive 6 to 12 inches of snow with isolated amounts over a foot in some areas. In addition, high winds will be leading to blowing and drifting snow Tuesday into Wednesday. The greatest impacts will be tomorrow morning, with snowfall rates of 1 to 2 inches per hour. With the first major winter storm of the season expected for much of the southern and eastern parts of the state this week, Ready Wisconsin encourages everyone to review their winter weather plans and make sure they are prepared. Weather forecasts can change quickly. Stay informed about current and expected weather conditions by following your local National Weather Service office and other trusted sources for updates, such as local news stations such as WRCO, and get a NOAA All Hazards Weather Radio and use it to get updates as well. Heavy snowfall could lead to dangerous conditions on the roads. If you have any travel plans, check road conditions before you head out by using 511 Wisconsin. This information for most major roadways in the state, along with live traffic cameras and traffic alerts, is accessible through the free 511 WI mobile app on X or the mobile-friendly site 511wi.gov. Ready Wisconsin encourages everyone to stay safe and prepared by taking the following actions. Make sure you have fully stocked emergency kits in your home and your vehicle. Home kits should include items like non-perishable food, fresh water, and a first aid kit. Vehicle kits should also have extra hats and gloves, blankets, an ice scraper, snow shovel, and kitty litter or sand to give you traction in case you get stuck in the snow. Find tips on what to include in your kit at readywisconsin.wi.gov/make-a-kit. To help protect yourself in your vehicle, remain distraction-free while driving and adjust your speed for current conditions. If you get stuck while traveling, remain in your vehicle if it's safe to do so and contact 911. Give police a description of your location and wait for help to arrive. Be prepared for power outages, plan for batteries and other alternatives to meet your needs, keep mobile devices fully charged, and keep gas tanks full. Talk to your medical provider about a power outage plan for essential health care devices that are powered by electricity and refrigerated medications. Bring your pets indoors. If you cannot bring them inside, provide adequate shelter to keep them warm. Make sure they have access to unfrozen water. After the snow ends, give road crews room to work. In addition to clearing snow from driveways and walkways, check external vents on your home for blockages. If you have a fire hydrant on your property, clear the snow so there's at least 3 feet of open space around it. For more tips on getting ready for winter weather, visit the Ready Wisconsin website at readywisconsin.wi.gov/b-informed/winter-storms. You can also follow Ready Wisconsin on Facebook, Instagram, and X for tips throughout the winter months and updates on dangerous weather conditions. The Richland Center Fire Department was dispatched to a house fire yesterday afternoon at around 4:05. Fire was located at 31877 Dog Hollow Road in rural Richland Center. Upon arrival, fire units found fire coming out of the north end of the house by the chimney and also along the ridge cap of the entire metal roof line. Fire crews were able to contain the fire to mainly the attic area and chimney area of the home. There was severe smoke and water damage to the complete structure. No one was injured. 7 fire units and 33 fires were on scene for 3 hours. The Richland Center Fire Department was assisted on the scene by the Richland County Sheriff's Department, Alliant Energy, Ithaca First Responders, and Casanova EMS. One boy died while his younger brother clings to life after falling through the ice near Madison. Friday afternoon, 2 boys, age 8 and 6, fell into the retention pond in Sun Prairie. Rescue crews were called to the scene and got both of the boys out of the water. They were taken to the hospital in critical condition. The older boy died while his younger brother remains critical. The boys were players with the Black Men's Coalition of Dane County's Youth Baseball League. In a social media post, the group says a GoFundMe for the family will be created. According to a news release from the Dane County Sheriff's Office, Marine and Trail Enforcement Team, ice conditions on all area bodies of water are unsafe. Madison area lakes have not begun to freeze over, and it appears it will be quite some time before they do. Retention ponds, drainage ditches, and other smaller bodies of water have thin ice forming on the surface. Snowfall makes it difficult to judge ice thickness, and the sheriff's office is asking people to use extreme care before venturing onto any ice. An early Sunday morning earthquake was felt in northern Wisconsin. Facebook posts on yesterday from the Crandon Fire Department and the Forest County Sheriff's Office referenced the quake near the Crandon Airport. According to the U.S. Geological Survey, the epicenter of the 2.5 magnitude quake was 6.2 miles underground and 2.4 miles northeast of Mole Lake. The Sheriff's Office Facebook page said there had been multiple calls regarding abnormally excessive shaking and vibration, but no reports of damage and no injuries. Foremost Farms USA, a world-class producer of cheese, butter, and dairy ingredients supplied to national and international markets, has announced its chairman of the board, Rick Berkhammer of Richland Center, has been elected to the National Milk Producers Federation's Board of Directors and Executive Committee. As part of its commitment to leadership at Foremost Farms and industry advocacy, Berkhammer will help shape the strategic direction and policy initiatives of NMPF. His experience and visionary leadership within the dairy industry makes him an ideal addition to the NMPF's leadership team. Berkhammer stated that this is an opportunity to contribute to the growth and development of our dairy industry. I look forward to collaborating with industry leaders to address our challenges and drive positive change. In addition to Berkhammer's appointment, Greg Schleifer, President and CEO of Foremost Farms, will continue to serve as an active member of the Board of Directors at NMPF on behalf of the cooperative. The dual representation reinforces Foremost Farms' dedication to industry collaboration and its active participation in advocating for members and shaping industry policies and standards. Foremost Farms remains committed to excellence, innovation, and industry advancement, and the cooperative is pleased to offer the collective expertise of Berkhammer and Schlafer to the NMPF. New directors, including Berkhammer, were elected to the NMPF Board of Directors and approved by NMPF delegates at the November joint annual meeting of NMPF and its checkoff group partners. WRCO News Time is 5:15, and we do have one more thing to add. Today's winner of $25 in the Crime Stoppers calendar raffle is Kevin and Aaron Jelenic of Richland Center on ticket number 193. Once again, WRCO News Time is 5:15. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Does your employer provide 6 weeks of paid time off in your first year? Rockwell Automation does. How about a $2,500 sign-on bonus? Rockwell offers that too. A 401k with company match, annual bonus for all employees, unlimited $1,500 referral bonus, paid parental leave, a tuition reimbursement program, countless opportunities for advancement. Yeah, Rockwell Automation offers all of that and more. Our second shift team is growing, and we'd like you to be part of it. With wages for second shift assemblers starting over $22 an hour on top of the already mentioned great benefits, what are you waiting for? It's time for you to join our team. We aren't your typical industrial experience. We're a great place to work because of the great people that work here. And it's been that way since 1971. Visit rockwellautomation.com/careers and search for Richland Center, or simply stop in Wednesdays between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. for an on-the-spot interview. Rockwell Automation, where talent meets opportunity, where we meet you.
Today is Monday, January 8th. Patricia Jean Moore, 95, of Gays Mills, died Saturday. A funeral service will be held Wednesday at 11:30 at the Vossetag Funeral Home in Gays Mills. Friends may call at the Vossetag Funeral Home Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11:30. Burial will be in the Gays Mills Cemetery. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to a charity of your choice in Pat's memory. Patricia Jean Moore, 95, of Gays Mills. Eleanor Irene Penny Zychek, age 95, died Sunday at Maplewood Nursing Home in Sauk City. A funeral mass will be held Friday at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Loretto. Friends may call at St. Patrick's Catholic Church Friday from 9:30 until the time of Mass at 10:30. Burial will be held at the Sextonville Cemetery Friday at 1:45. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with the arrangements. Eleanor Irene Penny Zychek, age 95. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Ellie and Alex Stanek had a daughter, Hallie Lauren. Also in birth news from the Richland Hospital, Stephanie and Zachary Sherman had a son, Wolfgang Barnabas.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
Good evening, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. We'll make your final preparations to deal with this incoming winter storm for tonight and tomorrow. Travel conditions will likely become rather dangerous across all of our region for later tonight and tomorrow morning as some heavier snow moves in around daybreak and after tomorrow. The brunt of the accumulation is done by late afternoon, but still some light snow lingering into tomorrow evening as low pressure slides up through northern Illinois toward Lake Michigan. Behind this, some gusty winds throughout the day tomorrow into early Wednesday will create some areas of blowing and drifting as well. Behind that, we'll see a weak weather system come in Wednesday evening into early Thursday with a touch of light snow, and a third strong storm could be tracking well south of Wisconsin Friday into early Saturday up toward the central Great Lakes. Again, the heaviest snow with that may skirt by just to the south and east of us across northern Illinois, southeast Wisconsin into lower Michigan, but it certainly bears watching. Bitter cold air is poised to move in as we get through the second half of next weekend. Temperatures have a chance of getting below zero for one of the first times this winter season. The forecast includes a winter weather advisory later tonight tonight for Iowa and Sauk counties, and a winter storm warning for the rest of the region starting tonight. The advisory in Sauk and Iowa counties becomes a winter storm warning at 6 a.m. tomorrow. That warning runs throughout the region till 6 a.m. Wednesday. We'll see cloudy skies turning breezy tonight with snow by late evening, 1 to 3 inches possible by daybreak, low 29 degrees with an east wind of 10 to 20. Tomorrow breezy with snow, heavy at times, an additional 4 to 6 inches expected, high at 34, east wind becoming northeast 15 to 25. Snow diminishing to flurries by later tomorrow evening, another inch or so. Storm totals mostly in the 6 to 10 inch range, but a few isolated foot totals possible, especially in the southeast part of the region, low at 23. Wednesday mostly cloudy, light snow likely by the evening, high 31. There might be an inch or two of snow Wednesday night into early Thursday, Thursday's high 28, and Friday breezy with snow likely, a few inches possible, high 26. You be careful out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it is cloudy and 33 degrees, which is also our daytime high, and our morning low was 26. Yesterday's high was 34 degrees, and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 2003 is 57 degrees, and a record low of 28 below was set back in 1971. Last year's high was 25 with a low of 12. Sunset took place tonight at 4:43, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:33. Winds are out of the northeast at 2 to 4 miles per hour. Our barometric readings at 30.06, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 33 degrees. And a reminder, there is a winter storm warning for Vernon, Crawford, Grant, and Richland counties from midnight Tuesday through 6 a.m. Wednesday. And then there is a winter weather advisory for Iowa and Sauk counties late tonight, then for a winter storm warning starting at 6 a.m. on Tuesday. And because of that storm that is going to be coming in, we have the following school cancellations to pass along. First of all, the latest cancellation we received was from Highland Schools. The Highland School District will not be having school tomorrow. The Richland School District has canceled schools for tomorrow, and that includes St. Mary and Eagle Schools. Ithaca Schools District will be closed with all school activities canceled as well. Riverdale Schools has canceled. River Valley has canceled, and that includes St. Luke and St. John's Schools. Boscobel is also closed tomorrow with all school activities canceled. Kickapoo School District, as well as the Fenimore School District, Weston School District, Lafarge School District, they have all canceled, and the Southwest Tech campus will be closed tomorrow also. For a full list of cancellations and closures, you can go to WRCO.com, and it'll be right on our main page. You'll find all cancellations for tomorrow.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. With a rundown of tonight's sports schedule, here's Phil Nee.
A few area teams have moved up their games for tonight to start a little early to get teams home safely in case there is some snow later on tonight. Mauston will play at Portage and Area Girls Basketball, Benton at Iowa Grant, Dodgeville at Belleville, River Valley is at Argyle High School taking on Argyle Pecatonica, and East Dubuque is at Belmont. In boys basketball, Argyle at Potosi, Darlington is at River Valley,
and Plantville at Monona Grove. Tonight's Belmont at Ithaca game will begin next hour. In fact, the JV action is underway at this hour. Our pregame time will be around 6:15. Coach Mike Benson of the Ithaca boys team talked about Belmont.
Their record doesn't do them justice to how good they are. They're a pretty good team. We'll have to box out, play our game. But like I said, we've been off for 11 days. Hopefully, you know, we got up and down Friday night, so hopefully that helps us out so we're not so rusty, but hopefully knock some rust off and get going really fast.
Ithaca coach Mike Benson. Hear that boys basketball game next hour on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. I'm Phil Nee.
At Schwartz Insurance, when they say they can customize your insurance policy, they really can. If your insurance needs include auto and home packages, high risk, motorcycle, collector cars, recreational vehicles, watercraft, country estates, agribusiness and farm, business, health, or life, Schwartz Insurance can customize your coverage to fit you. Call 647-8891 to check and get your questions answered. And be sure, with Schwartz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency.
Whether a college education is a distant dream you hold for a newborn child or a financial imperative staring you in the face, it is important to take swift steps to begin meeting this challenge. Next to retirement planning, paying for your child's education could be the largest expense that your family will bear.
To learn about flexible college savings programs, please contact Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank at 608-588-9946. He can help you plan today so you're prepared for tomorrow's college education expenses. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates. Not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations, may lose value.
The Bucks will try to find their defensive mojo again as Utah visits the Pfizer Forum tonight. A 112-108 loss to the Houston Rockets Saturday was Milwaukee's third loss in the last four games. You can't blame perennial NBA All-Star Giannis Antetokounmpo, who scored 48 points and took down 17 rebounds. The rest of the Bucks lineup couldn't find the range and made things worse by failing to stop a mediocre Houston team. Damian Lillard and Chris Middleton combined for 28 points on subpar 8 of 25 shooting. And tip-off for tonight's game against the Jazz will be at 7, and you can hear the pregame of that contest on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, as well as the rest of the game, and the pregame starts at 6:30. Damian Lillard will miss the Milwaukee Bucks game tonight with the Jazz. The Bucks injury report for tonight's game lists the seven-time All-NBA guard as out for personal reasons. The Bucks also won't have reserves guard Cam Payne available because he is in concussion protocol. This will be just the third time Lillard has missed this season. He missed two games in early November with a sore right calf. Lillard is averaging 25.1 points, and 6.9 assists, and 4.3 rebounds this season. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
The Wisconsin Farm Center is available to answer questions and connect farmers to resources. The team works to support Wisconsin's agriculture economy. Farmers needing a welcoming ear to talk to. Please call the 24/7 Wisconsin Farmer Wellness Hotline at 1-888-901-2558. This message in support of farm families is a service of Town & Country TV & Appliance, your big screen HD TV headquarters, the area's leading appliance store since 1972. Walsh's Ace Hardware is the helpful hardware place, your locally owned and operated source for farm and home. Bindle Tire and Auto Richland Center, your total car center, keeps you on the road with oil changes, tune-ups, tires, and alignments. and Chitwood Electric, your source for experienced electric motor rewinding and repair, plus sales of electric motors and barn fans.
This Farm News and Market Report is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
Soybeans and corn were lower Monday. Cattle and hogs finished mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Work with Stein. Enjoy flexibility and unlimited earning potential at one of the most respected seed companies in the industry. Apply at steinseed.com/careers. Soybeans were lower. Recent rain should help Brazil's soybean crop, but some damage was done by dry weather earlier in the season. CONAB and the USDA will release updated projections later this week. March beans were down 10 and 3 quarters at 1245 and a half. May was 9 and a half lower at 1254 and 3 quarters. March bean meal was down 90 cents at $3.6850. March soybean oil was up 18 points at $47.81. Corn was down, watching that weather in South America, including the generally favorable conditions in most of Argentina. Demand for ethanol use has dipped as export demand for U.S. corn has improved. March was 5 3/4 lower at $4.55, and May was down 5 3/4 at $4.67.5. And wheat was lower. Needed precipitation is in the forecast for hard and soft red winter growing areas here in the United States. There is the possibility of winter kill, but damage won't be evident until spring. March Chicago was 19 3/4 lower at $5.96.25. March Kansas City wheat on Monday was 12 3/4 lower at $6.15.25. March Minneapolis wheat was down 9.5 at $7.02.5. Live cattle were lower and feeders were mixed out of this week's widespread direct cash cattle business. Megan Grebner has more on that in just a moment. February live is down 62 at 169.95, and April was 37 lower at 173.02. March feeders were up 92 at 225.07, and April feeder cattle were 32 higher at 230.10. And hogs were mostly higher on spread trade and follow-through buying, monitoring pork demand. Pork was up at midday. February was 60 higher at 70.60, and April lean was up $1.15 at 77.52. Megan Grebner has that full look at cash livestock after this brief break.
In his last will and testament, Robert has bequeathed to his only heir and devoted caretaker 1/3 of his house, 1/3 of his truck, and 1/3 of his beloved dog, Mr. Bo here.
Excuse me, I'm a little confused.
Don't settle for a fraction of what you deserve, especially at harvest. Yield your best with Veltima fungicide's proven plant health benefits and revolutionary application flexibility.
1/3 of a dog. Right.
Get everything you deserve with Veltima fungicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
What does supporting rural communities look like? At Compeer Financial, we believe it starts with giving back. That's why we are here, with grants that invest in the communities we serve to help beginning farmers, fund agricultural education, support first responders, stimulate economic growth, and partner with causes that matter to our clients. Visit Compeer.com to learn more. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
Direct cash cattle trade activity was quiet Monday. Show list are mixed for the week, higher in Texas, about steady in Kansas, and somewhat lower in Nebraska and Colorado. Bids and asking prices didn't surface. Business could be delayed until late in the week, as many in cattle country are facing severe weather conditions. Box beef closed mixed, choice up $1.67 at $278.83. Select was 17 cents lower at $259.36. Estimated cattle slaughter was 115,000 head, down 12,000 on the year. Cash hogs into the day mixed. Bears and gilt at the National Daily Direct up 34 cents with a weighted average of 44.90. The Iowa Minnesota was 8 cents lower with a weighted average of 44.88. And the Western Corn Belt was 3 cents higher with a weighted average of 44.88. Pork values closed 82 cents higher at 85.02. Bellies, loins, butts, and ribs were all higher. And estimated hog slaughter was 489,000 head, even on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log and Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber. Meister Log and Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. An insurance specialist suggests some farmers are approaching crop insurance differently. Nellie Urban with Farm Credit Services of America tells Brownfield.
In the last few years, we've seen more producers looking at how their risk management plan can maximize revenue opportunities rather than just trying to insure against disaster.
More news is next.
Incoming!
Don't worry, it's not raining elephants. That's just the sound of Dairyland Seed delivering our strongest silage lineup ever. Again, get ready for even better trait quality, even greater tonnage potential, and even more milk per acre. See how Dairyland Seed silage outperformed the competition in your area at showmethesilageyield.com. That's showmethesilageyield.com.
How would you define flexibility in an operating loan? It means a variety of rate and term options, a payment structure tailored to the cash flow needs of your farm or ranch. You'll find this and more from Compeer Financial, where we're defined by you. For ag lending and other financial needs, contact your local Compeer Financial team at 844-426-6733 or visit compeer.com. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
Mexico has extended its suspension of import duties on certain foods, including pork, beef, and poultry, from all eligible suppliers. Aaron Bohrer with the U.S. Meat Export Federation says the move has benefited the European Union and Brazil, which had seen an uptick of exports to Mexico. But
in late November, a Mexican court actually halted the access for Brazil related to their sanitary access. So the court case has resulted in at least a temporary suspension of Brazilian pork entering Mexico.
An attorney says the loss of a Tyson Foods poultry processing plant in southeastern Missouri has been costly to local farmers, and the company should be held accountable. Russ Oliver tells Brownfield.
That farm is tied to a couple million dollars of debt that now you have no way to pay because there is no poultry producer in the area.
I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield Ag News Headlines.
Striking a nutrient balance. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Jim Lappin with AMVAC encourages farmers to control the controllables when it comes to nutrient management. He tells Brownfield soil testing can identify shortcomings or even a surplus of any given nutrient and says that allows farmers to move away from flat rate applications. More after this on Brownfield Ag News.
The future for biodiesel has never looked brighter, and one reason is sustainable aviation fuel. Veronica Bradley, Director of Environmental Science at Clean Fuels Alliance America, says SAF is ready for takeoff, but it has to be done correctly so it makes sense for the whole supply chain.
We need to make sure that increased SAF production is actual additional gallons of renewable fuel. So facilities aren't just switching from making one type of fuel that maybe needs a different sector to making aviation fuel. So we're actually getting additional environmental benefits.
She says sustainable aviation fuel will be a main stage feature at the upcoming Clean Fuels Conference.
With a couple of airlines and a sustainable aviation fuel producer, and talk about kind of their journeys, how they're tackling this grand climate challenge and the ways in which our liquid fuels industry can help them meet their goals.
To learn more, visit cleanfuelsconference.org.
Jim Lappin is director of the SIMPAS product portfolio for AMVAC and says variability continues to be a buzzword when it comes to crop yields.
And when I think about 22 and then again 23, we've kind of shifted from it was all about supply in 22. 23 was some corrections relative to pricing. Commodity prices are under stress. Some input prices had come down, you know, critical things like fuel. But again, that variability as you go into the next year and trying to control the controllables, right? What are the things you can do in your operation to try to mitigate those potential challenges? And as we often see, those challenges don't tend to be whole field or whole farm challenges. They tend to be localized, or they tend to be specific problems in a specific area. And really, when we think about our SIMPAS system and the products we sell, that's really what we're about, is trying to give the grower the most tools to adapt and react and plan and preempt those factors that can limit yield.
He tells Brownfield an example would be nutrient management.
You do soil testing, you do analysis to give you a view of where you may have shortcomings or where you may have surplus of a given nutrient, whether it's a macronutrient or a micronutrient. And they all work together, right? It's not just about nutrient A or B. It's about getting the right balance. And for years, we've used with macronutrients, we've used the four R's, right? The right place, right time, right rate. We're moving that direction now with micronutrients. It's interesting. We have a lot of people that flat rate a product like a zinc. And with the SIMPAS system, we've seen a lot of growers that are taking that base level program, taking their flat rate, and then they're looking at their soil test data and the fertility, and they're supplementing in those zones that call for incremental or additional micronutrients where that can benefit them from a yield perspective.
Go to simpass.com to learn more. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
Did you know you can buy used rental equipment at All American Do It Center? That's right. As we keep our rental inventory fresh for our customers, it's time to sell used rental equipment and tools. Our inventory includes skid steers and excavators, trailers, lifts and scaffold, lawn and garden equipment, concrete, air and power tools, and so much more. Visit our website and find rental equipment for sale, or stop in the rental department at All American Do It Center in Tomah, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Calling all Rockwell Automation employees and retirees. The holidays are still in full swing, and the Rockwell Automation Social Committee invites you to a joyous celebration. Save the date for January 13th. From 5 p.m. to midnight, we'll be spreading holiday cheer at the Phoenix Center. Join us for an evening of laughter, memories, and festive delights. Let's make this celebration one to remember. The Rockwell Automation Holiday Celebration. Because the joy doesn't end when the holidays do. See you there.
Just in time for the holidays, the Richland County Historical Society has prepared a 2024 calendar with vintage pictures of one-room schools. Schools of Richland County by Steve Fogel appeared in the Republican Observer during the years 1952-1953. These are pictures of rural schools when he printed the histories of each in the paper, and those histories are available in the Richland County History Room of the Brewer Library. There are 46 total schools and 4 schools per month, with additional graded schools in the Richland County area included in this collector calendar. Printed by Hennig Printing with a laminated cover and bound with those collector calendars, they're available from any board of directors of the Richland County Historical Society for just $6 as a donation from the general public. Historical Society members, you can obtain the 2024 calendar for just $4 as a donation. Get yours as soon as possible. Schools of Richland County, a 2024 calendar from the Richland County Historical Society. Look us up on the web, richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com.
WRCO
100.9. He's Superman running down the hall. She's trying to put your makeup on in the mirror, waiting on her best friend's call. I know they can drive us crazy, but baby, they don't stay babies forever. Yeah, it won't be long. One day he's gonna want my keys, one day she'll be
17, running down the stairs in a prom dress. And we'll be saying time went by fast, wishing we could get some back. Cause one day they walk and I swear the next they run. Baby, someday we'll be wishing for one day when they were young. Late, her going on about boys at school. Oh, it's just the start. One day he'll buy a beer for me. One day she'll have a diamond ring. I'll be walking her down the aisle in a pretty dress. And we'll be saying time went by fast, wishing we could get some back. And I swear the next they run. Baby, someday we'll be wishing for one day when they were knocking on our door at midnight, saying, Daddy, can I sleep with you? After church, making homemade pizza, the little things that we always do. Baby, time won't stop, even if we wanted to. A single day. One day before we know it, our names will both have a grand before it, and our granddaughter will be spinning in a Sunday dress. Yeah, we'll be saying time went by fast, wishing we could get some back. Cause one day they walk in a
Jackson Mickelson with One Day, and I'm Tim Thede. I'm going to be bringing you some great music and information, mostly information, up until 6:15, and that's when we'll be bringing you boys high school basketball action, and Phil Lee will be making the call for that game that's going to be going on tonight. And we do have some nasty weather that's going to be coming. In fact, there's a winter storm warning for Vernon, Crawford, Grant, and Richland counties from 12 a.m. Tuesday through 6 a.m. Wednesday, and then a winter weather advisory for Iowa and Sauk counties late tonight, then a winter storm warning starting at 6 a.m. on Tuesday. And so be very, very careful if you have to go anywhere. If you don't have to be anywhere, cancel your plans or even try to reschedule your plans, because they're talking probably by it's all done, we could possibly get up maybe even up to 12 inches, anywhere from 6 to 12 inches. Another thing that's going to be bad is a lot of blowing and drifting snow, because the winds are supposed to get up pretty high. So they're talking anywhere from 15 to 25 miles per hour. So be cautious if you do have to get out and about. And as a result from that weather that we are going to be coming in, due to the anticipated snow accumulations from the impending warm winter storm, officials from the city of Richland Center have announced that a snow removal emergency will begin Tuesday at 10 p.m. and will expire on Wednesday at 7 a.m. This snow removal emergency prohibits vehicles of any kind to be parked on any street or highway within the city of Richland Center between the hours of 10 p.m. and 7 a.m. Notifications will be made via WRCL, Nixle Alerts, and on the Richland Center Police Department Facebook page. All vehicles must be removed from city streets and highways from 10 p.m. until 7 a.m. each night that the snow removal emergency is in effect. Vehicles parked on any city street during these hours will be ticketed. The fine for a snow removal emergency violation is $25. In addition, vehicles in violation may be towed at the owner's expense. Overnight off-street parking will be available in five city-owned municipal parking lots located downtown. The five municipal parking lots are as follows: parking lots south of the fire department, parking lots south of the city auditorium, parking lot north of Advanced Pump and Well, parking lot on South Jefferson Street across from Quick Trip, parking lot north of A1 Furniture. Overnight off-street parking will also be available at the Community Center parking lot, City Hall parking lot, and the parking lot on West Seminary Street near the Mill Pond Park. Vehicles need to be removed from these lots during the daytime to allow for normal use. So that, once again, that snow removal emergency begins tomorrow at 10 p.m. and will expire Wednesday at 7 a.m. So you don't have to go into those lots tonight. Like I say, it's tomorrow at 10 p.m. and expires Wednesday at 7 a.m. So just the one day. But if it has been extended, we will keep you up to date right here on WRCO 100.9 FM. And we do have some cancellations, big list of cancellations. Just the latest cancellation is the Crime Stoppers meeting that was scheduled for 2 o'clock tomorrow has been canceled. And the latest school cancellation is Highland Schools has been canceled. Other cancellations include the Richland School District has canceled school for tomorrow. This includes St. Mary and Eagle Schools. Ithaca School District has canceled schools for tomorrow. All after school activities are canceled as well. Riverdale Schools has canceled classes for tomorrow. River Valley Schools canceled for tomorrow. And that includes St. Luke's and St. John's Schools. The Boscobel School District has closed school for tomorrow. All school activities are canceled. Kickapoo School District has announced that schools will be closed tomorrow. Also, Fenimore is canceling schools, as well as Weston School District and Lafarge School District. Also, the Southwest Tech campus will be closed. Edward Jones Coffee Club, that was canceled, that was scheduled for tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., I should say, has been canceled. The Partners of the Richland Hospital meeting that was scheduled for tomorrow morning has been canceled. Richland County meal sites will be closed. As a result, there will not be any home-delivered meals, and the Bauer Gunnell Dalton VFW Post 2267 has rescheduled its monthly business meetings that was scheduled for tomorrow due to the incoming winter storm. The meeting will now be held on Tuesday, January 16th at 7 p.m. at the Richland Center American Legion. All members and those eligible to join are welcome to attend that event. And if you want to find the list of cancellations, go to WRCO.com. We also have the information about the snow removal emergency. That way, if you want to look up which lot you can park in tomorrow night after 10 p.m. or at 10 p.m., don't wait till after 10 p.m. It goes in effect until at 10 p.m. It goes until 7 a.m. on Wednesday. But if you want to find a parking lot that you can safely park your vehicle, if you can't find a spot to park, go to WRCO.com and look for that as well.
Foggy Bottom Woodwork specializes in meeting customers' unique needs. Whether it's one small cabinet or cabinetry and millwork for the entire house, all stained and finished to match, Foggy Bottom Woodworks is the one to call. Also doing custom engraved wooden signs. Call Rick at 739-4440 for a free in-home estimate. Stop by Foggy Bottom Woodworks at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet or visit foggybottomwoodworks.com.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Virtual meetings, getting the kids ready for school, and off to after-school practice, life keeps us busy. But it's important to find time for the moments that really matter. That's why Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital and Clinics is offering expanded local and virtual care options, so you'll do a little less waiting and a little more playing. A little less driving and a little more living.
The movie's about to start.
Gunderson Boscobel, we're bringing love plus medicine to you.
somebody's trying to get over you. I bet you ain't afraid of nothing, and I bet that ain't really true. Bet you got a couple secrets you're gonna keep on holding on to. I bet you drive a fast car. And underneath all of that beautiful, I bet there's a wild child. I bet you drive a fast car. I bet you drove your daddy crazy. Probably been on a roof, and that tattoo ain't the only one you got. Baby, I bet you left a small town in a hurry with the rear view. If I bought you a drink, we could get on out of here, girl, whatever you think. Let you drive a fast car. I bet you could drive me crazy if you wanted to.
Babies makes her happy. to a girl that leaves you speechless. It's wild on the town, but still loves Jesus. One that's worth the wait even when she ain't on time. Find you a girl.